Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to Dome Theory. Full house tonight. I love it. Taylor McLeod's back. Windows A's here. Nate's back. And Vasquez here again this week as well. We were just talking off the air. We did it last week, so we're not doing it this week. But Nate has fully turned on Drake and is embracing Kendrick's attack on him. You said he has to respond, Nate.
Yep, 1,000%.
I don't think he has to, because he didn't respond to Pusha, and look here, well, all these years later, he's fine.
He didn't respond. He didn't respond to Pusha T, and he's never going to live that down. To the point where he's still subbing Pusha T on songs. Like, it's the weakest thing ever. Like, if you're not going to respond to somebody, then don't
acknowledge him. What do you do that for, all the dogs?
Well, hang on. He did respond. That was perfect by Pusha T, though, because he threw like bait out there. Drake came with the actual diss song, and then Pusha had his actual diss.
I said that last week. Bobby ignored that.
What was Drake's like, diss?
Drake had W freestyle. The same day that Infrared in 2018, Pusha T was talking about Drake, and then Drake had the song either that night or the next night.
That wasn't Drake's best song.
You've never heard it, and I guarantee you just asked us what the song was.
No, that song. Remember the name. It was all right.
I love that you don't know, but you said it wasn't his best.
Yeah, okay.
You guys can't remember the name is the reason why it's not the best. I mean, on my end, I actually listened to the song, and honestly, I wasn't really a fan. Honestly, I was expecting like a back-to-back type of style, and that did not get the job done. And then
those things are so few and far between.
Hang on, what?
Well, no. He mentioned his son after. After
freestyle is close to back-to-back. When's the last time you heard that song?
It's a while. It's been a while, but it's not the same. Like,
I gotta listen to it again.
It's not the same like cultural impact type of thing.
Don't say
like,
it's
not like you hear it everywhere and like, never, everybody is clowning Meek Mill. Like, it's not. It wasn't that.
Well, it was for case, a couple days, and then Adidon came out, and then it was over.
There was no response to Adidon, and there's no response to this, Taylor. Is there anything he can say to Kendrick?
No.
Yeah, he can say whatever.
No, absolutely not.
What do you mean? There was nothing in the Kendrick verse that was like the reason Pusha T won is he had a bombshell. There's nothing in the Kendrick verse. What does he say back? He's like, oh, like I don't like you very much. Like that's what Kendrick said. He's like, I don't like you.
This rap is like battles of history. This is like if LeBron was like, oh, I would kick Tyus Jones' ass.
Like,
if LeBron was like
Kendrick and Drake is LeBron and Tyus Jones
in terms of the skill difference.
So you're I don't understand how you could start off saying I'm biased and at the same time compare Drake to Tyus Jones. What is going on?
I don't care who you want to compare him to. Let's just say
Tyus Jones,
because I know that's the name Lindo likes. If LeBron and Curry played one-on-one, that would be domination too.
Okay.
This doesn't apply to what we're talking. Like this.
Yeah.
Isn't like,
I'm just. All I'm trying to say is that Tyus Jones is a fine player, but he's not Tyus recognized Jones. As
Use
one of the
Curry.
Greatest of all
you
time.
You brought him up.
Forget Tyus Jones.
You mentioned him.
I'm just illustrating the point that it's not possible for Drake to respond.
Why?
It's not possible.
Why?
What can
Why
he say?
Definitely possible.
Kendrick.
Whatever
say.
He wants.
What did Kendrick say in that verse, Bobby? That was so like damning.
There was nothing personal, but it was just...
All right, let's talk Red Sox then. What are you talking about? He literally is like, oh, no big three. It's just me. I made funnier album title. See ya. Like, what it was. Drake can do the same thing.
So Drake should just say something witty then, and I don't think anyone would be saying it's great.
I think the biggest issue is that we got Drake's first response or semi-response to this Kendrick verse on stage with him doing daily affirmations in front of like 50,000 people. Like that's
Drake
just weak. That's just weak to me, honestly.
He's washed.
What's he supposed to do though? Cancel the tour? Be like, sorry guys, I gotta go.
Just don't say anything until you release a song. But don't be out here being like, no, I'm still the best, guys. Don't you think I'm still the best? Like that's really the energy that it gave. Like, come on.
I'm glad I have Nate on my side for this. This is rare.
Well, I mean, you know, Nate has.
Y'all know the chat rankings. If me and Bobby agree on something, we're automatically correct. I'm just telling
you. No,
all three of y'all.
You said
hang the banners.
Yeah, you said that, and Bobby.
Y'all never said anything back.
No.
That's
you
like
said
if
it.
King
y'all
Drake. Says when the y'all Drake. King does this, it happens. No, you just said that.
Y'all Drake. I said right. something, and then y'all don't respond, and then I'm supposed to respect y'all. Now y'all responding. All right, cool.
Thank you.
You're Tyus Jones.
Facts.
I have one more question, and then we'll move on. Taylor, if Drake can respond, as you say he can, why won't he?
What do you mean, why won't he? It's been less than 2 weeks.
That seems like enough time to respond.
He's been poking that bear for a long time.
Or is he busy? Well, yeah, they've been going back and forth 10 years. But so Drake's got a decade of subs. And again, everyone's like, oh, Kendrick called him out by name. No, he didn't. He didn't say his name. Like, obviously, we know what he's talking about. But, like, the idea of what happened there is a little more overblown. Like, he didn't say anything to get Drake. What'd he say? Like, if you can tell me the line in there that's really like, oh, I got him.
You mean no, I got him what in, he terms said as a, much. In terms of a personal level type of thing?
Yeah, if we're talking about diss songs, okay.
there's not really anything in there, I guess.
All right,
but it is a display of hip hop that is very scary to like
that's fair.
Every other rapper. That,
exactly, that's and fair. That's a warning. It's like, all right, I'm still Kendrick Lamar. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I'm not here to debate Kendrick Lamar versus Drake as rappers, but to say that like that verse made it so that Drake can't respond, it's like what's he responding to?
Drake can respond. It's of possible course, he can't also, respond.
I don't.
But
I don't even know that respond like Nate would. Great. I don't even know that his response would be great, but he can definitely respond.
I'm not saying he's just gonna say good, I have. But he can 47. Respond. I have 47 number ones. I'm number one on streaming.
I mean, Jay-Z
did. Like he could also be like, I brought you on your first big tour. I gave you your first big feature. You know.
Was that Kendrick's first big feature?
Buried Alive on Take Care?
I guess it was.
First big tour with the Club Paradise tour with Rocky?
That's fair.
There's things that everyone can say. There's things that everyone can say. I'm not saying that Drake will put it together better than Kendrick because he probably won't. How it's framed right now, it's this thing where it's like, oh man, the biggest like shot in all that is that he did it on a Future album.
Yes.
He said like your old like partner in crime. Now me and him are together. Sure and I don't even come outside and I'm still with him.
Linda, how did
say two. Bobby, let's say two. This was due.
How did Future
the other was Illmatic?
How did
album every 10-year average?
How did Future end up on the same side as Ye? And
what?
Future is on his own side.
Ye and Drake.
I think Ye is probably by himself.
All right, Kendrick, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Ye is somewhere like over here, and then Future, Kendrick, and Metro are like here.
Whatever side Drake's not on is the side Ye's on.
And 21 Savage is like somewhere.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle.
We saw that Nate and I talked about the tweet. Nate and I talked about the tweet. It was like Future and Metro were making the song. They're like, who else doesn't like Drake?
Yeah.
Let's call him up.
It's surprising how the sides align.
The one thing I can't figure out yet is Travis Scott on Metro's side? Or like, does Travis Scott also hate Drake? Or is he just like, did he just want that song to be played during their performance and had no clue that it was a diss?
Oh, canceled shit.
The last several years, man. He needs some friends.
Travis, like, who's gonna let me hum the loudest? Who's gonna let me make this song mine?
He might have to stay neutral. Although, if his song played on his stage, I don't.
I mean, when you
neutral.
look at tension across things recently, he kind of is right in the middle. Like, he just is. Like, I'm Travis.
LeBron
Scott.
Picked sides.
So did Rick Ross.
Rick Ross did pick sides.
He did.
Ross I just sides. Love. I just love it's not picking sides, but I just love that if you're playing this song, if you're jamming this song, you're just automatically anti-Drake because it's everywhere right now. You're not going to be able to avoid being around it. It's good. So funny.
So what are they supposed to do when it comes on? They're just like,
shut up.
Yeah. Put the headphones on.
I forgot what rapper it was, but they had a hot song and like they were dissing somebody and like in a specific club, like nobody was dancing when the song was played.
Well,
I'm gonna have to find a clip and send it to y'all, but that definitely happened. Last thing I'm gonna say on this.
Still going, Bob.
Kendrick saved hip hop with Good Kid, Mad City. He's getting ready to save it again. That's all I'm gonna say.
No, this was needed. We did not have anything to talk about before this, so I'm glad this happened. But we didn't have much to talk about with the Red Sox, with baseball up until a couple weeks ago with Ohtani. Now we actually got a couple interesting teams here, at least through six, seven games here.
It's been five.
We didn't have baseball to talk about 2 weeks ago. That's because baseball wasn't being played 2 weeks ago.
The Red Sox have given us games, which I'll take. The Yankees look really exciting, which we'll have to discuss in a minute. But Taylor, you got to see the good old Bo Sox out there in Oakland. What'd you think of them up close?
I mean, the A's are just what they do on the field is so bad that like they made six errors and they made five of them so fast. The Red Sox, I think, had eight runs after three innings. No home runs either. It's all just like they had two guys score on a sack fly to right field. Like, fly ball to right field, the right fielder throws it to home. Yoshida slides across the plate, scores. The ball hits the catcher and shoots off down the first baseline, and another guy scores on a sack fly. So it's like, you know, when you got stuff going on like that.
Does the batter get two RBI for that?
I don't think so. I think it would be an error on the catcher, error on the right fielder that brings in the second run.
Okay. Because two runs on a sack fly is crazy.
Yeah. But I mean, hey, we got decent pitching out of the rotation for one turn, so I'm happy with it for now.
I love it. Vasquez, I asked you yesterday for $1 million, could you name an A? And I think you did it. So now I'll ask for $2 million, can you name three A's?
I can't even name two A's for $1 million. The only one I got is the legendary JD Davis, you know, legendary Metropolitan once upon a time.
Well, we went through the roster. We went through the roster yesterday, and I guess you didn't remember, so there goes that.
Is JP Sears still on the A's? I remember he was in the Frankie Montas trade.
You were in the stands, Taylor.
He wasn't there last night.
We looked at the roster last night, and of course, we can't remember anybody still. JD Davis, I guess, for Mets reasons, Vasquez remembers. But yeah, it's astonishing what they have out there. I'll take whatever the Red Sox give here. It's pretty shocking that they're pitching well and before facing the A's, struggling to hit a little bit. I don't love their lineup overall, especially you see when Devers goes down. That's a huge blow, and you don't really have anybody to step up there. Stories, I don't have strong belief in him. So it's weird, Taylor, to actually see the lineup struggling a little bit more than the pitching has so far because the pitching's actually been really good.
I mean, they faced the best pitching staff in baseball to start the season for four games. So we'll see how it progresses. But Seattle's dominant. That's what they do. And they split a series with them and then, you know, won big last night. But again, it's five games. Like, there's no conclusions to be drawn until – there's really no conclusions to be drawn until, like, a month or two in. But right now, you know, I'm not even going to say they're struggling because the sample size is so small. I'm very pleased with the pitching. The hitting hasn't matched it, but you know, it could by the end of this week we could be saying the exact opposite.
They also had a Red Sox moment, Nate. Kenley Jansen couldn't throw in the 10th, couldn't throw period that night, I guess, because his back hurt. Didn't go on the IL. He's still not on the IL, right, Taylor?
No.
So I don't know what happened there. He didn't pitch much in spring, and they put in Jolie Rodriguez and our guy Bernardino, I got it, is in minor league for some reason. So they tried to get rid of him all offseason, Nate. Now I can see why. And it kind of stinks because they didn't get Montgomery. Maybe they could have if they sent out Jansen for cheapness reasons. And here they are with a closer who can't throw right now for some reason or another. And I don't even know what they're going to get out of him this year if this is how he's starting.
Boy, did the Dodgers jump ship at the right time. That's all I have to say.
He was decent last year.
He led the NL in saves in 2022. He was fine last year. Like,
there's a point where you kind of see that this is probably going to be like the last good year, and it seems like last year
it's not
might even, be it's, the last good year.
The last he just gets hurt like six times.
We're five games into this season.
No, I know. And more overarching for him though, like this season,
games, we have no idea.
It's just puzzling how he, like you guys said, he hasn't thrown much in preseason. He hasn't thrown at all in the start of the season. I know we're five games in, and he's still not, like, he's not on the IL. He's not anywhere to be found.
He is. He got the save opening night. He's been with the team. Yes.
So what's?
Oh, we have a misguided complaint.
This is misguided.
I think what Nate is leading into is, well, Bobby said he can't even throw, and yet he got a save.
This is why you thought his name was Bernadoni last year.
who, by the way, I said it. He said he sucked. Now he's saying we don't even have this guy.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
No.
I'll admit he was halfway decent last year, and it's easy enough to say he's better than Jolie Rodriguez, who was one of the parade of bums who walked through last year and just stunk up the place and got cut one after another. So I'm stunned he's back. I don't get why he threw there. I don't get why Jansen didn't if he's not on the IL. So that's where I'll leave that.
Honestly,
anyway,
the weirdest story that I've heard over the past 2 days in baseball has been the Oakland A's sending down two really good players.
We can't do any more A's talk.
Bobby, this is crazy.
Wore wristbands that are similar to wristbands that fans wear if they're protesting the team.
It was the same bracelets. It's the says last dive bar. It says the Coliseum is the last dive bar left in Major League Baseball, and they sent Estuary Ruiz down to AAA as one of their better players because it's not confirmed. It was because he had the bracelet on, but it's like this guy who steals bags like Acuna and gets, you know, he's very impactful, and they're like, yeah, hey pal.
If I'm not mistaken, he's also hitting like 429 to start the season too. So like, there's just no explanation. Like, it's not like even
where's
like he's struggling.
AAA team
to come out. What'd you say?
Where's the AAA team?
I don't even know.
Let's say Las Vegas.
Might be Reno.
Could be, yeah. Let's see, Oakland A's, AAA.
Anyways, man, we're looking at Oakland A's, AAA stuff. How about we talk about the? Well, we can talk. Nate can do his last. We'll get throw a couple minutes in for one of his teams. Bobby, we got to talk Yankees.
No, I want to hear
that's
Yankees.
A bigger story.
Right. And Nate and Baskins like the Yankees enough. They look really good. They look really fun. Taylor was high on them coming into the year. To get that boost from Soto right on opening night, right? He threw out the guy at home in the first game there.
Yeah.
I wanted something like that for Boston. Just a splash. Someone to get excited about. Someone to put asses in seats, because they're going to have a problem with that after the 0-4 celebration on opening night. I don't know if he's going to lead the Yankees to a World Series here and solve all their issues, but at least, Lindo, you can be excited about him. You can turn on the game every night. You can turn on the game every night and be like, this is what I'm here for. And not only the Red Sox, but a lot of other teams around the league don't have that.
Well, only one team can have Juan Soto. You know what I mean? Only one team can have Ohtani. Only one team can have Bryce Harper. It is what it is, man. But he's amazing. I mean, 9 hits through the first 5 games, you know, and it's not just him. You know, Volpe's got a bunch of hits in these games. Cabrera's got a bunch of hits in these games. They're making good plays on defense. Verdugo's calling them dogs. Ooh. You know, notably, Ozempic Stanton, nowhere to be found. He got a home run. He's nowhere. And Judge, thank God for Soto, because – either. It's only 5 games in, I must repeat. But so far, we're seeing who you know, the old Cat Williams line where it's a Chrysler 300 looks like the Phantom till a real one pulls up. You see, oh, that's what that is. And that's what, you know, washed ass Stanton's looking like. He's like, oh shit, we got a real player now. And that's what we're seeing. We're like, Yankees fans acting like when a baddie just walked in the club, you're like, whoa, it's different now. Okay, it was some all rights. It was some sevens in here. We got a certified 10 walking in. That's Soto right now. And so 5 games in, man, can you be more happy about the Yankees? Couldn't be.
Vasquez, with so little hope for your Mets, are you going to have to just get on the Yankees bandwagon this year?
Unfortunately, my Mets fandom won't allow me to do that. I might not make it back.
I was going to say, at that point.
But
Nate and Vasquez. Vasquez never said he's a Yankees guy.
He'll be at the stadium. Nah, I don't know if that means he's rooting for them, but he's going to be there.
Oh, no, I'm absolutely not rooting for them. But I will say that as a New Yorker, having a player of Juan Soto's caliber is fantastic for New York sports. He's just such a big name. And you know what? This is going to be a good warm-up period until, you know, Steve Cohen signs him to a $500 million contract over like 15 years.
You guys are so funny.
Oh, it's going to happen, man. You know,
Mets fans are, this is how bad the season is. About the season is five games in. They're already thinking about next year. 150-something games to go. They're like, next year, though.
Have you seen us play the last few games? Dude, we haven't even won a freaking game yet.
Seeing the timeline, I have purposefully avoided. No.
Quite literally. I mean, it's – as speaking from the Mets perspective, it's an absolute disaster. I mean, we knew what was going to happen. We needed the starting pitching, and we don't have the starting pitching. And now freaking Tyler Meagle is hurt. Mananea had a no-hitter going into six yesterday. And guess what that led us to? Extra innings collapse. The offense is garbage. It's depressing, man.
This is so crazy.
I'm losing my damn sanity.
One series 2 years ago just did all that. Nate, I guess we'll assign the Dodgers to you. Because I don't want to hear about
White
your damn
Sox fan.
I don't want to hear about your damn Chicago teams.
Okay, maybe Cubs. All right. Well, you have.
They should win every game this year, Nate. If they don't go 162-0, failure.
They're already not. They already have a loss.
Failure.
What is, yo? Anyway, they have MV. They have the MV3. They have Ohtani, Betson, Freddie Freeman. That's really nice. Will Smith is also really nice as well. Chris Taylor, Gavin Lux, Jason Hayward looks good so far. Tyler Glass now looks good. Yamamoto. The first game, it was kind of. I'm gonna wash that off because like it's weird. They started their season like a week before everybody else in South Korea, and it just seemed like the moment was a bit too big for Yamamoto. But his first game in the United States was really, really good. I believe he went 5 innings and 5 strikeouts. No runs allowed also. He looked like he could do more innings, but unfortunately there was a rain delay, so they had to take him out the game. The Dodgers look good. All signs point to them being a powerhouse. The only issue is those damn Braves in Atlanta, honestly.
I could see the Dodgers losing again this year, but I got to actually see what they look like because those are two real additions that could move them to unstoppable status. But that's
you could see them losing, but you're yet to see them.
Because that's what they've done the last couple of years. Even though Nate said the roster wasn't that good last year, which is just ridiculous.
No, it was good, but they overachieved. They weren't a World Series like.
You can't overachieve as the Dodgers.
Yes, you can. They had no pitching last year. They literally had Lance Lynn starting playoff games. And you're going to tell me this is a good roster or a great roster? It's a good roster, but a great roster with Lance Lynn starting playoff games? Come on.
Wait, they added two players and now they're the world beaters?
No, well, three players.
They added the best player in baseball. They added the best pitcher available. And then they added this like the second best pitcher available.
Pitcher in baseball.
Like it's
yeah. Tyler Glass now is
it
really
shouldn't have, good. It shouldn't have happened.
Why?
I mean. It cost $1 billion.
I think I speak for the rest of us when I say I don't have time to teach you baseball, Bobby.
You shouldn't be able to defer almost the entirety of contracts to avoid the luxury tax.
I do wonder if they ever implement
something where there's a limit to how much you can defer. You know what I mean? Like in terms of that, but not because not like they're not gonna retroactively do it to
You should
Dodgers.
Still be paying, even if you defer the money, you should still be paying the tax.
Huh?
Why would you care?
Because the tax is there not to, like, fund the ballpark. It's there to penalize the team.
His tax hit is still, like, $46 million.
Yeah.
Yes, but it should be the full price of his yearly contract, even with the money deferred.
Dog, I mean, Bobby, dog, just, we want to see Bobby, we want to see balls fly over the fence. Nobody cares about this, man.
They're going to be paying that tax every year for a long time. Like it's not they're not avoiding it.
Just say like it is. You hate the Dodgers, you hate that they have the high payroll and you want them to lose. Don't make it seem like you suddenly are some fiscal manager. Say that's, it like a, it is. You just that's want a much them better to take.
But that's there for competitive balance, and you shouldn't be able to stack your team.
It's baseball. Competitive balance hasn't existed in like ever.
It's called the competitive balance tax, isn't it?
Yeah, it's who has deeper pockets.
But again, it, like Taylor said, if it's about who has deeper pockets, it's never going to be a balance of competitiveness.
You should be paying now.
Dodgers pockets still aren't as deep as Uncle Steve, though. He's laughing at them. Yeah. He's saying,
yeah, difference is that the you not all the money in the world can't fix the Mets, man. They're just
although at the same time, I'd argue in about 10 years after this Ohtani, Yamamoto, and all this other stuff happens, they'd probably be more rich.
I love it because they have to win this year. And if they lose, maybe no one will care.
They don't have to win this year.
Is it a failure?
Like the Braves still exist. Like, and they're still a really, really good team.
You don't think it's a failure?
This team loses.
It depends on who they lose to.
Loses, disbanded.
Additionally, Ohtani isn't pitching this year, so they don't even have the full roster.
No, you were telling us last year. You were telling us last year. Doesn't matter with the pitching. Because he's the MVP just batting. Now it's, he's not pitching.
I mean, but when you look at the Dodgers' failures in the playoffs, it's always been the fact that they just don't have healthy pitching.
They just added two pitchers.
Mookie Betts.
Technically, they should have added three, but Shohei Ohtani is hurt.
This is like having LeBron, Curry, Durant.
Ohtani is like a top five pitcher in the league. And you guys are trying to tell me that him not being able to pitch this year isn't somewhat of a hurdle that the Dodgers have to climb?
It doesn't.
I mean, they got the two best pitchers.
Like, don't get me wrong. They have good pitching. But I'm just saying, don't you think they would be better with Ohtani pitching?
Yeah, but they don't get that, though.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the Dodgers don't get team. They don't get that. Like,
I'm faced with bad faith arguments. I get it.
It's not bad faith. This is the best faith in the world. They don't get that leniency. They just don't get it.
Why not?
Because they're second.
They stack their team.
Because they have three MVP. They are 1, 2, 3 is MVPs. They have Yamamoto, Glasnow, and they have Walker Buehler coming.
This
Bobby
is what
Miller's
happens
there.
When you stack your team. It sucks. The Heat did it, and they lost, and they got clowned for years in 2011.
Nate,
well, 1 year.
This is called accountability. And so when you make a team this strong and pay them this much,
this
you
is
now
why I love it.
You gotta win
every night. They lose. If people cared about baseball like they used to,
if I'm hearing you guys correctly, based off of just payroll alone, the Dodgers are
it's not even the payroll
heavy favorites over the Braves.
They paid Shohei Ohtani $700 million. What do you mean they're not favorites?
No. They are now because of the payroll alone. They are now heavy favorites over the Braves.
It's not the payroll alone; it's the players.
That's literally all you guys are talking about.
No,
payroll is a point.
Payroll is a point, but it's where the payroll is at. Like they have three MVPs starting the lineup.
They didn't give Isaiah Kiner-Falefa $700 million. They gave Ohtani $700 million.
That's something the Yankees would do.
And Nate, if they go win this year, it'll make it so much better that everyone is like, if they lose, it's a failure. Like these are just the expectations that come with it.
Nate, why do you think people hated the Yankees so long? Besides the fact that it's New York arrogant, it's because they had the highest payroll every year. They should be winning.
And they never
intentionally
had a team like
a World Series.
Fair point.
Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few taps. Use the code CLNS for the first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Let's move on to our draft, which we're doing tonight. And before we do that, I'll give a quick shout out here to our official partner, Daily Fantasy Sports partner here at CLNS Media and Dome Theory in Prize Picks. With baseball back, you can go check out their predictions on hits, runs allowed, all those different stats that you measure baseball with and whether each player is going to do more or less than those projections. Love it for basketball. And looking at those going in every Celtics game, it's even a good idea just to go in there and see what guys are going to do. It's a fun app. Really easy to use, and easy to use our code CLNS right when you log in. You can see where you can plug that in. And again, our official daily fantasy sports partner, big support to Dome Theory, Garn Report, and CLNS Media as a whole. Again, use the code CLNS and get a 100% deposit match up to $100. That's Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com/CLNS and just pick more or less. It's that easy. Prize Picks. Let's go to our draft here. And we do have an order. We're going to draft the NBA. Why? I don't know. I don't remember why. Why are we doing this?
No, I have
no
idea.
I don't know. Bored. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we were debating the MVP candidacy of Joel Embiid.
Yeah. So yeah. We were arguing defensive player of the year, and Nate said, can't you argue Giannis is a better defender than Rudy? And I said, sure, but you can argue Embiid's better than Jokic. So that's why we're doing this, even though it's not really totally related.
In an open draft, would you take Embiid or Jokic? And then you said, let's see.
That's the start. Yes, that's the start.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, I have the number one pick, and I am picking Joel Embiid.
Wow.
That's just beautiful. Kidding. Just kidding.
No. You can't.
No,
you can't do that.
No.
You pick Joel Embiid. It's over.
No, I'll take him. Why not?
Take him. You
I'll
you
take
him.
Why not?
Take him.
Fine.
You pull the Steve Harvey. Embiid.
With a number two.
So Nate,
pick.
Wait, hold on. Nate's two, Lindo's third, Taylor's fourth, and Vasquez's fifth. We're going to go snake style, and we're going to pick six players each. So sorry to the Luke Cornets of the world. They probably won't be gone. But we're going to have a good six-man roster each, and it'll be interesting to see where each guy goes. So do I have to take Embiid?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take him. Why not? Joel Embiid is going number one to Bob. So who is going number two, Nate?
With the second pick in the Dome Theory group chat draft, Nate selects Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets.
Stunner. But
yeah, honestly.
Good fit for Nate. It's one of his biggest supporters. Third, we have
I am going with Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Interesting. Over Luka?
Yep.
Aren't you Giannis's biggest fan? What type of question is that?
True. You love Giannis. Now you don't love Giannis?
I just want to ask.
I put Giannis against Rudy Gobert. Now Bobby hates Giannis.
All right. So Lindo is going with Giannis. That brings us to Taylor.
Tatum.
Wow. I knew it. You're going Tatum over Luka?
Pretty easily.
Nobody take Luka. You got him. Don't worry.
You're going Tatum over Shea?
Yep. Said his name and everything.
All right.
Yep, said his name and everything.
So that affirms, Nate, that Tatum is fourth in MVP.
Facts. Oh. I love that. Yes.
Wait,
yes.
What?
No. What? No. Yeah.
That's what is going on?
Keep it going. No, keep it going. Keep it pushing. I love that.
What is going on here?
That means my word is the word of God. Let's go.
This is great. I mean, we do have the top four MVP candidates going right here. I don't know if Embiid would have gone. But coming up fifth, we have Vasquez, who has a pair of picks.
Yeah, so with number five overall pick in the Dome Theory chat draft, on a glorious Tuesday, I got to pick the best two out there, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander out of the Oklahoma City.
Wait, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and who?
Oh, so when my sixth pick.
I think you said Giddy.
No, I didn't say Giddy. No.
Yo, that's crazy. You got to destroy his whole franchise.
He said Shai Gilgeous-Alexander of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, it's going to be.
I thought I heard Giddy.
There was no other player.
Josh Giddy matched up against Paul George and KD. All right, I guess.
Oh, it's super clip. Nah, with the sixth overall pick, I'm probably going to go with Victor Wembanyama. I'm buying into the Wemby hype.
Oh my god!
He will be an MVP candidate as soon as next year.
I was going to pair Wemby with Jokic, and you guys were not going to have an answer for me at all.
I'm just saying we got the best inside outside game. We got the quickest player in the league, and we got the tallest player. We up.
This is what I get for making a joke.
Okay.
All right, Taylor's up again.
Do we have any guesses for my second pick?
Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown. Yeah.
Put it on the board.
What? That's ridiculous. Why would you pick Jaylen Brown over Kevin Durant?
He's the highest paid player in the league. What do you mean?
You pick Jaylen Brown over Luka?
You want KD? You want KD in that pick?
Yeah, it's my team. Must I remind you that in real life, the team with both of these players is 6.5 games better than everybody else.
Actually,
yeah, but wait, no, but Derek White is the reason why they're the best team.
Yes.
Yeah, Derek White's the best player in the league. I'm surprised. I'm surprised that Bobby didn't pick Derek White number one.
There's a third round of the draft.
You guys better make some moves to prevent this. Because then he's right that actually is going to be the best team. We have Nate up next. Or no, Linda.
No, I can't be me.
That's me. I'm going to go with... I got my list out. Let's see. Let's go with... I'm trying to predict. What will everyone else pick? Let me go with... 5, 6, 7?
8.
Let me go with the 8. Let me go with the 8th pick with Anthony Davis.
What?
Okay.
Damn. These are some ridiculous picks. Everyone's just being biased right now, but it's fine.
Yeah, this guy Bobby texted us before this. He said just for fun, and now he's in here ridiculing.
Anthony Davis over LeBron, Lindo?
Certainly.
All right, Nate is up next.
Although LeBron Gentlemen. Is very quietly shooting 41 from three this year, very quietly.
Gentlemen, esteemed viewers of the Dome Theory podcast. Let me just tell you guys that the rest of these guys here are fucked, because with the 9th pick of the Dome Theory draft, I am picking Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors. It is over.
You pick
it
up.
Jokic beats everybody. It's over.
That whole washed up Curry. Oh.
Curry and Jokic. Well, I was very scared that you were going to pick Luka Doncic, who somehow hasn't gone with the 10th pick here. So I'm going to team up Luka Doncic and Joel Embiid. In what should be what you're looking at, Doncic-Jokic combo, I'm going with Doncic and Embiid, and we're going to look much better than that duo, Nate.
Good luck. They're going to be arguing over who gets the ball more.
Well, league record free throw. I have a guy capable of scoring 70 and 30 each right there, just between two players. And yes, the free throw thing Vasquez is talking about there. And you know what? Let's see. With the 11th pick, we got LeBron here floating. We still got Durant in the mix, which is crazy.
Stop saying that.
We still have, among other wings, got Derek White, who's going to be very tempting here. I'm going to go Kevin Durant. I've always loved him. I think he'd be a good fit next to Luka and Embiid. I need a wing. So let's do it. He should not have fallen to 11, by the way.
This is going to be tic-tac-toe on Taylor. Someone's going to have to stop him at 5.
You'll never stop me.
Okay.
Nate's up.
So I have Jokic. I have Steph Curry. Do any of you guys want to trade?
No, we're not doing that. You want to stay here all night?
No, I'm chilling. With the, what is this? We did two. Okay, this is the 12th pick.
10, 11.
Of the Dome Theory draft. I am going to select, looking at my list here. You know what? Fuck it. Give me Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, I like it. God. He went way too late, too.
God, dude.
Kawhi, Steph, and Jokic. That is sounding pretty dangerous. Lindo, like your team's looking shaky. Your team's looking shaky now, Lindo.
With Kawhi, it was going to come into place.
Right. You might have to go with the other Clipper.
You're just like Rob Pelinka.
I'm actually going to go with Ant here.
Okay.
Anthony Edwards over Paul George. All right. I could see that working maybe. You really don't have much shooting right now, Linda, between Giannis Davis and Edwards.
That's the start.
I guess that's like the bare minimum. Let's go to our guy Taylor, who's gonna pick Derek White.
Actually, I'm gonna choose Kyrie Irving.
Whoa!
Honestly, he hinted at it earlier. I should have saw that coming.
I'm building the 14? Team I want to see in the world.
14.
What? See, it's not about just Bobby. See, here's how you're looking at it. Who are the best 10 players? And it's really who would make the best 5 players on a team together.
And we're selling jerseys.
That's a fact.
Tatum, Brown, and Kyrie. Have we ever seen that before?
That would look. Can anyone picture how that would look?
We sure have.
Nah.
If you guys will have me, I would like to return for another season.
Vasquez.
Now that I'm running the organization.
I'm probably gonna go with LeBron James with this pick.
LeBron James.
Yeah, we need a facilitator on the team, and who better than the 40,000 point man?
Wait, right, before Vasquez goes again, what are the teams right now?
Vasquez has Shea, Wembanyama, and LeBron. Taylor has Irving, Brown, and Tatum. Lindo has Davis, Edwards, and Giannis. You have Jokic, Curry, and Kawhi. And I have Luka, Durant, and Embiid.
All right.
Okay.
So, Vasquez, right. Who's next for you?
This is going to be a very, very controversial pick to everyone except probably you, Bobby.
Yes.
I want
Gordon Hayward?
Rudy Gobert.
Yeah! We needed that. That's going to solidify your defense big time.
We got the twin towers. We got the twin towers in the post. You know, that should lock it up.
LeBron as well. So that's an intimidating front court. Plus you have Shea. Now your shooting's looking a little shaky there, just like Windows. But you might be able to figure that out down the line here. Taylor, you're back up. Are you taking Hayward?
No, I'm taking Derek White now.
Wow. Derek White going 17th in a NBA draft. What a day. Window, you need some shooting bad. Take Grady.
I know,
Dick.
And I got it. My choice here, a man to take some dick. You're off the podcast.
All right, take Hayward.
What's wrong with Bobby? What the hell is wrong with Bobby Manning?
Damn, we really need to get that rest in the video.
I got a choice here. I can go white or black.
You're going to pick Peyton Pritchard?
I can go with the brother, or I can go with a little foreign magic. We'll see how this works out. I'm gonna go with the brother. I'm gonna go with Paul George.
Yes, I like it. Paul George has gone so underrated over the last year or two. Still producing,
huh?
He's still producing.
He is playing. So there you go.
Nate, you're up. Westbrook.
You know, who do I think is better between these two people?
Westbrook or Harden?
I am going to pick Jalen Brunson.
Jalen Brunson's a good one.
I was arguing between
28 points per game.
Jalen Brunson and Devin Booker, but I just don't want that Devin Booker energy on my team.
We're going to pick Devin Booker.
What'd you say?
Pick Devin Booker.
I have him pretty high up, honestly. Maybe hearing about the 52-point games did a little something. But honestly, it was just because of the fit that he could have with Jokic.
That's a really good idea.
He'd fit really well with Jokic, I'd say.
Just remembered for the next time you mention him.
Nah, don't do that.
He was going in your top 5. He was in your top 5.
Don't do that.
Well, with that in mind,
first of all, y'all pick players out of my top 5.
I'm going with Devin Booker now to round out a starting lineup with Booker and Durant, who are already playing together. Embiid.
How's that working out?
Luka. By the way, if the Suns were smart, they would have picked Luka number 1 and paired him with Booker back in 2018 or whenever that was. So we're getting that together now. And that leaves me with, what do I need? Booker, Luka in the backcourt, Durant, and Embiid. So I'm going to take, if I want a power forward. Yeah, I'll take a power forward who can also kind of play some bench point guard on my team. And Lindo's going to love this one. I'm taking Zion Williamson. Let's go. 25 pounds down, looking great. And playing the
Nate
four.
Nate thinking of Devin Booker. Bobby thinking of Zion. I just want to say, I'm keeping this in mind. I'm remembering this.
I like him. He just pops off the sheet of remaining players more than anybody else. I could have gone Murray, but I feel like I have too many guards at this point. Paolo, I really love, but he's not as good as that. He's like Zion Light almost. And then there's really no other fours left here. One guy who we're sleeping on a little bit is De'Aaron Fox, just to throw him out there in case anyone's tempted. But Nate's up now, and I don't think he's going to pick Fox.
I will not. I have two guards. I have Jokic, Kawhi, Steph Curry, and Jalen Brunson. So I either need a three or a four. Yeah. Give me Brandon Ingram.
Ooh, the Pelicans back to back. I think that's a little bit of a reach on him, but he's solid. Lindo, who do you got? I bet
you're not going to believe it. You're not going to believe it. But the first name on my team is De'Aaron Fox, and that's who I'm going with.
That is wow.
I love it. He went way too low.
The board. Can we see the draft board?
Not till I get the sixth man, because I think I got some good options there.
Okay.
You know Taylor's who hasn't up gone? Again.
Donovan. Nobody cares about Donovan.
Taylor's about to pick him.
No,
Chris Sabonis.
I was just thinking about Sabonis. Powerful center. He's having such a great year. No one's talking about it. He should be a top six MVP candidate.
If I didn't get Jokic, I would have took Sabonis at some point.
So Taylor rounds out his starting lineup. There's a bunch of guards and forwards with Sabonis. So who is Vasquez going to round out his starting lineup with?
So just to make sure, I picked back to back again, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So to round out my starting lineup, I'm gonna go with Donovan Mitchell.
There you go.
I like it.
At least Donovan gets picked, man. Let's go, Donovan.
Oh, absolutely.
That's incredible value at 25.
Absolutely. And plus he slides right perfectly into the two spot. And then with my next pick, my sixth man, you know, he dropped 33 in the Garden a few days ago. One of my favorite players, Jalen Williams.
Wow, Jalen Williams is going to make the top 30?
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Who's going to get left out for Jalen Williams? That would be interesting. So there's Vasquez's team. Jalen Williams, Jonathan Mitchell. He has
Wait till everybody finish.
All right. And Rudy, LeBron, Victor, and Taylor, who's next? Or your final.
Is Paolo still available, right?
Yes.
All right, I'm taking Paolo.
Wow, some appreciation for young players in here. I love it. Lindo, who's your final pick?
Herb Jones.
Okay.
Herb Jones going in the top 30.
Defense and shooting. He's got some good play this year.
No, it's really good value. Just remind you guys. Cade's still available. Lowry, Markkanen, that is. Jaren Jackson.
Carl Towns. I thought you said Kyle Lowry was still available. Like someone was gonna pick him. I was about to. Oh my god.
Jamal Murray still available. Scottie Barnes, Jalen Green.
Wait, actually, I'm gonna stop you right there because with my last pick, I'm picking Jamal Murray. He's not available anymore.
Finally, someone took him. Him going undrafted would have been a sin, and not a Finals MVP, but a running mate on a championship team a year ago. He should be going in the top 30. And
I got Jamal Murray, Jalen Brunson, and Steph Curry. Y'all ain't doing shit.
So I guess that brings us to me for the final pick. Oh, wait. No, I already have a guy, right? Oh, no. I need my sixth man.
You're the last pick.
Yeah.
So with that, I guess I'll take a guy who would be a great sixth man, I think, especially with his defense. I need him to mix in at the four, too, because Zion stinks at defense. I'm not going Siakam. I'm not going Towns. I'm not going Jackson, who I really don't like. Cade, who I love, I can't take over.
Wait, you're not Scotty Barnes. Towns?
I'm going Scotty Barnes with the final pick of this draft. I'm going to keep this youth movement going. I'm going to get a defender for the four and a ball handler for six man, which, interestingly enough, leaves, before we recap our rosters here, Tyrese Maxey undrafted. Nobody picked DeMar DeRozan. Nobody picked Cade. DeJounte Murray.
DeMar DeRozan?
DeMar DeFrozen.
Nobody picked Kuzma. Nobody picked Şengün. Nobody picked Tyrese Halliburton.
I would have picked Şengün if I also didn't get Jokic.
Halliburton going undrafted, stunning. What do you guys have to say about that?
He hasn't been playing well.
I wanted 1 through 5 playing at defensive level defense. And all
five. Yeah.
It is an interesting comment on how important defense is, because he really can't defend.
I needed players that are comfortable playing off the ball, because Jokic is going to have it in his hands the entire time.
I think he can. No one wanted Clay.
Are you serious?
No one wanted Harden.
Maybe if we had more people, I would have picked them.
He just dropped 6 points.
30 people?
Yeah, we only have 5 people. Like, it's only going to be like the top of
each. No, the only one that really shocks me. The only one that really shocks me here, Taylor, is Halliburton. You didn't give him any thought?
No. I'm working on an undrafted free agent contract right now, actually.
Wow, great move.
No, not for Tyrese either. It's something else. When it breaks, it'll break.
All right. So let's recap the rosters, and I guess we'll vote on who has the best one here. So just to recap, I have Embiid, Luka, Durant, Booker, as well as Barnes and Zion. Nate has Jokic. Nate has Curry.
Good player.
Nate has Kawhi. Nate has Jalen Brunson. Nate has Ingram. And Nate has Jamal Murray. Pretty good group. Lindo has Giannis and Davis, two dubious picks to start, but he made up for it a little bit with Edwards.
Wait, Giannis?
How are those two dubious?
Giannis is a dubious pick.
Paul George.
Interesting.
Wait. Giannis and Anthony Davis are dubious. Let's hear why.
De'Aaron Fox. And then
See, this is how this works. You accuse of something, and then you explain why you accuse. Why are those two dubious?
Because neither of them can shoot.
Okay.
Shooting's the most important factor in building a good team here. But as a Lakers fan, you don't understand what a team that can shoot looks like. So.
Well, I got shooters.
Herb Jones.
As a Celtics fan, you know teams that shoot and miss all night.
I do know that. And then finally, Nate has – wait, we did Nate. Who am I forgetting? Vasquez. Taylor has Paolo, Sabonis, Derek White, Kyrie, Brown, and Tatum. Vasquez has Jalen Williams, Mitchell, along with Rudy, LeBron, and Wembanyama and Shea. So I'm going to pick as the best team here. And I guess you can't pick your own team. I'm going to go with not Taylor, not Lindo, and not Vasquez. I'm actually going with Nate. I think Nate built a pretty good team. Wings, Curry, Jokic. That's tough to argue with. I think my team might be able to take it, but we will see what the group thinks here. So one vote for Nate. Nate, who are you voting for?
Can you read to me the rosters again?
No. I'll share it on the screen.
All right. Since I don't fully understand the rosters, I would probably have to go with Well, Vasquez got Jalen J Dub. I don't know what's going on over there. I mean, like, he's good, but like, in a top 20, what is this, like five times six in a top 30 draft? I don't know about that. Honestly, I think
Bobby, what Zay, are you showing
on,
us?
Zay, who's on your team?
De'Aaron Fox, Anthony Edwards, Paul George.
You can't see the teams right
Anthony
now.
Anthony Davis,
no.
And Giannis, no.
No,
not you just see like a I infinite see mirror of Dome Theory. Oh,
you have way strange. Too many tabs open. Nate, I have De'Aaron Fox, Ant Edwards, Paul George, Giannis, AD, and then Herb Jones off the bench.
Okay. I'll probably go with Zay's team.
Over the Jaylen Brown, Tatum, Taylor team, the
yes,
Embiid, Luka team I have, and the
yes,
Wembanyama, Rudy, Vasquez team. I guess you're not gonna pick
well,
that
you
one.
You know I'm not picking Rudy.
All right, one vote, Nate. One vote.
All right, so Vasquez's fault. Yeah, he should have known better.
One vote, Nate. One vote, Lindo. Vasquez, who you picking?
I'm probably going to have to go with Zay's team.
What?
You know, that Giannis AD combo, especially defensively, is pretty crazy. And we say they're not shooters, but they each average 26 a game. So if they're not shooting doing that, I'll take that.
I don't think they can average 26
a game. We got a bagless 50 points between two players right there. And then we have shooters.
Do you have a single literally shooter? Yeah, Herb I guess Jones. Paul George.
Herb Jones, too. De'Aaron Fox is
Paul
iffy.
Paul George, Ant Edwards, and De'Aaron Fox. What do you
Paul George is going to have to shoot like 40.
De'Aaron Fox ain't right. Not
what
really a shooter
what
like
does
that.
De'Aaron Fox do?
He's in the paint.
And Giannis will have the ball in his hands probably on that team. So I hope he can shoot off the ball. Taylor, do you want to tie it and pick Nate? Or do you want to hand Lindo an overwhelming victory?
So Bobby, you have Durant, Booker, and Embiid, right?
And Luka.
Yeah, your team.
Yeah, put me in the mix.
There's no bus driver on that team, though.
Don't care. I don't deal with fake phrases from TV shows from guys who don't.
Let me remind you guys. Does anyone want to change their vote? Because I have Embiid, Luka. I have
Durant. Be happy. I already gave you the vote. You were asking
about
for
to
it. You got it.
His vote.
You better. I was about to say you better take that before Taylor.
Yeah, take that back. You were belly aching that no one's voting for you without saying it. I gave you one. All right.
Zion Williamson's my fifth man. And you
oh
know
my
what?
God, Taylor just gave him a make a wish pick. Take that back.
Yeah. No, I love it. No, I love his team. I love the team.
I hated picking Barnes over Haliburton, but I think in a team context, that makes more sense. Why didn't Haliburton go? I really don't get it. Wasn't he an MVP candidate earlier in the year?
Yeah, but he hasn't been good recently.
Yeah, he fell off.
So this is the recent month draft?
I think everybody has picked players that are consistently good over the course of a season. And not saying Tyrese Haliburton hasn't put together a season, but
assuming health.
I said season, not postseason. But anyway, but Haliburton kind of just like fell off in the middle of the season. And I can't really say any of the other players that we picked are players that kind of are inconsistent throughout seasons.
Could Haliburton be his all player?
Yeah, that's another question too. Because once I picked Jokic.
Every person I picked has to be able to make an all-defensive team. That was an automatic. So
I'll give you the chance right now to trade Jones for Haliburton.
You're talking to me?
Yes.
Okay, so my pick is for Taylor's team. He does Kyrie. that just seems like fun, man. I don't know.
Tatum, Brown, and Kyrie. That team sounds amazing.
Can anybody picture what that would be like?
The boys are back in town.
What if Brad Stevens coached that team?
I don't know, but Pritchard's got to get rid of that number 11. That's Kyrie's jersey.
No one thought about picking Pritchard?
Is that a serious question?
I thought about it with the first one, but...
Wrap it up, man.
My first thought was to do Tatum Brown on the Celtics bench. So I did think about it, hands up. But then I was like, I want Kyrie more than Pritchard.
Fair enough. Well, that
we were
going to
have, we were going to have Sam Hauser going in the third round.
we'll be back soon within the next few days if Bronny transfers to Syracuse. Where do you think he's going, Linda?
He'll go, like, you know, Taylor said, a blue blood. He'll go to somewhere notable. He's not going to, you know, Northern Illinois. Right? He's not going to be a – but
– is UCLA – does that qualify? Because that's probably the most likely answer if they're
– why would they want him?
I don't know.
I guess if you're saying – I guess if the idea is he's going to stay home, like LeBron staying home, then I guess. But do they gain any – like I said, USC's arena seats 10,000. 5,000 people in the stands to watch Bronny. He's not filling anybody up. Paul.
UCLA is also either Under Armour or Adidas, so we can cross that one off the list.
I was thinking about that too.
Oregon might still have the door open. Maybe Oregon. Arizona.
Maybe they want him on Ohio the State, maybe?
Arizona cool. Makes sense.
Ohio State would be very cool. Akron would be even cooler.
Okay, no.
Yes,
oh my God.
LeBron
Zips?
James.
Are they the Zips?
Yes, LeBron James Jr., Akron Zip.
Nate, do you have a guess?
I like Taylor's idea. Set him to Akron.
All right, I guess we'll roll with that.
Just a millionaire nepotism baby from Akron.
You better not team up with Melo's son at FSU. Then I'll
Bobby, before
my hair out.
Before we get out of here, another.
Oh, he already committed there?
No, but he visited.
Another thing before, just last
Bobby,
thing.
Bobby's like a controlling ex, dude. Keon be anywhere, he'd be like, what is he doing over there? Why is he looking there? What's he doing there?
He's got the burner Instagram. They had Melo. He's viewing those stories.
They had Melo wearing an FSU jersey. That wasn't right.
That's what parents do.
He should have declined that opportunity.
Bad father. And you want him as coach? You wouldn't have no bad fathers as coach.
Taylor, you got one more question?
Well, I wanted to know if anyone saw this, so... when LeBron's other son, it was Bryce's birthday recently, and all the bots started running with this report that LeBron bought Bryce a mansion in Boston for his 17th birthday. Like all these bots, these aggregate bots kept making this same story. And I don't know, obviously it's fake, but did you see that, Bob?
I didn't see it, but if it's real, I hope
he's going to Harvard.
That was my first thought. I was like, yeah, Bryce Maximus.
Hey, we'll have him in the city of Boston. That's our show for today. He is Nate Sperlin. Check him out on the Cat Podcast over on Old Milk Channel. You guys just did Future's album, right?
Yes, we did.
Did you like it?
It was amazing. Potentially generational.
Taylor, do you like it?
I don't think album itself is generational, but there's a lot of good on there.
I genuinely liked it too, even though I'm not the biggest Future fan. Lindo is mad that we're not talking about
50 Cent
or something. Yeah.
No, it came out a week ago. It's not generational. It's not even monthly.
I said potentially generational.
Hey, we'll review Rakim in a month or so. Vasquez. Shout out to you for being here again.
Absolutely.
You excited for Thunder Celtics tomorrow? I hope Shea plays.
I hope he plays as well. I mean, he missed today's game. So, you know, I will be there. I cannot wait.
I'm interested in that matchup. The last thing I get to say on that is that they make the Celtics a little uncomfortable with their athleticism. So if they're fully healthy, that could be a challenging one. But we'll be on post game Wednesday night talking about that.
Whoa. My crown. Let's hear it.
He said you're too old to be on the internet.
Congrats to Lindo for building the best team here.
Thank you.
Even though I don't agree.
That team's a walking brick.
This is democracy. I'm Bobby
Manning.
So
is anyone that plays them.
This is Dome Theory. Check us out. iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll be back sometime over the next week. See ya.